All right. Good morning, Ms. Wong. You may call the matter, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is United States versus Marco Beza Hawkins Moran, criminal number 218 CR34. The defendant is present today with his attorney, Mr. Brad Pigott. He is prepared to appear on an information for his initial appearance.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Pikett, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. If defendant counsel will come to the lectern, please. Good morning, sir. Would you tell me your name, please?
Marco Moran.
All right. Mr. Moran, would you raise your right hand and be sworn, please?
Yes, I do.
All right. You identified yourself as Marco Moran. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you also are you also known as Marco Beza Hawkins Moran?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. You're here today for initial appearance on an information. An information is simply a written document that charges a person with a crime. It differs from an indictment in that an indictment is a charge that's been considered by a grand jury. When you appear before the court on an information, it's basically a charge that you're permitting the government to charge you with and bypassing and waiving the grand jury process. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you understand that you have a right to have your case presented to a grand jury to consider whether to indict you, and you're absolutely not required to proceed by way of an information? Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that proceeding by way of information is voluntary. In other words, you would be agreeing, again, to bypass the grand jury process and agreeing that you could be charged with a crime that's outlined in the information. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Before making the decision to proceed that way, did you have an opportunity to consult with your counsel?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. The information, do you have a copy of the information there with you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Have you had a chance to read it and understand it?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Even so, I advise you that the information charges you under Title 18 of the United States Code, Sections 1347 and 1349. You're specifically charged with conspiracy to commit health care fraud. You're presumed to be innocent of this charge, but if you were to be convicted of it, you could receive not more than 10 years imprisonment and a $250,000 fine or both, or the fine could be twice the gross gain or loss involved. In addition to the possible imprisonment and fine, you could be required to serve 3 years of supervised release and pay a $100 special assessment. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
The information also has within it a forfeiture provision. By that provision, the government places you on notice that it intends to seek forfeiture of any property or proceeds derived from, connected with, or used in connection with the offense that's charged. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
In particular, there's a provision that they will seek a money judgment in the amount of $12,195,740. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. You of course, have the right to remain silent. You have to make any statements about this or any other matter. If you do make statements, though, they'd be used against you. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have the right to counsel. That is, you have the right to be represented by a lawyer throughout this process at every stage of the proceedings. You have the right to have a lawyer appointed to represent you if you could not afford one. So you have two choices. You may choose your own counsel, which you have done, or if you could not afford a lawyer, you could have a lawyer appointed to represent you without cost. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, you're selecting your own counsel and desire to proceed with Mr. Pigott. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
By that, you'd be waiving your right to court-appointed counsel. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Are you able to read and write?
Yes, Your Honor.
How far did you go through school?
Postgraduate education.
All right. Is there anything about your current physical or mental condition that would keep you from understanding what you're doing here today?
No, Your Honor.
Any reason why you would not be able to understand and communicate with me or with your lawyer?
No, Your Honor.
Any reason why you wouldn't be able to understand the nature and quality of the proceedings here today?
No, Your Honor.
All right. You'll be handed a form that indicates that you've been advised of the charge against you. You've been advised that you have a right to court-appointed counsel if you could not afford a lawyer, and that you're giving up or waiving that right and choosing to proceed with your own counsel. Is that what you want to do?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. You'll be handed a form to sign to that effect. And, Mr. Pike, would you mind witnessing that for me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. In addition, I informed you a moment ago that you had a right to proceed by way of indictment. Do you agree to proceed this time by way of a criminal information in lieu of an indictment?
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you understand that by doing so, you give up your right to have your case presented to a grand jury?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. You'll be handed a form then that indicates that you've been advised of the offense brought against you in the information, that you're waiving your right to an indictment, and you've had a chance to consult with your attorney before making this decision. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. You'll be handed the waiver form. Once that's signed, we'll proceed by way of information, and indictment will be deemed waived. Although you've indicated you have a copy of the information, I've read it and understood it. I'll read it to you verbatim out loud in open court if you'd like me to do so at this time.
We'll read that,
all right, formal reading we deem waived. How do you plead to the charge and the information at this time? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
All right, not guilty plea will be entered. It is my understanding that the parties have a change of plea scheduled immediately following this this proceeding. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. In view of that, I will not enter a trial and discovery order for whatever reason. A plea is not entered. The party's order and directed to report back, and I would enter the appropriate order. What is the we do need to address matters of detention at this time. What's the government's position regarding detention?
Your Honor, the government does not seek detention but requests reasonable bond.
All right. I have the pretrial services report, which I assume all parties have. Mr. Feigen, you have a copy of that?
I was a part of the interview. I don't have a copy. I don't think I have a copy of the.
I do want you to have a copy and be able to review it, because I want to ask both sides, do you have any, either side have any, do you have a copy of it now? I'm
yes,
sorry.
I do.
All right.
I realize I've been handed one earlier.
Okay. All right. After a while, they can run together. I know you've seen a few of these. Does the government have any special conditions or concerns they want to emphasize or to have included as part of the conditions of release?
No, Your Honor.
What about the defense?
Well, Your Honor, with respect to traveling outside of the district, if I may, we want the court briefly to be familiar with what Mr. Moran would need to do in order to remain employed. He is CEO of a company which he's certainly the principal, which engages as a broker for sellers, manufacturers of beverages and food in their relationships with the Walmart stores. And he his company has offices not, his only residence is in Clinton, Mississippi, but his company has offices in Mississippi and Texas and Colorado. And in order for him to sustain that company in his effort to remain employed, he's characterized it as being outside of Mississippi about 90% of the time. So he has to, part of his obligation in the relationship with Walmart is to go inspect factories and, in effect, certify the qualities of his clients as broker to go to Walmart. So we ask that he's going to, of course, surrender his passport with respect to foreign travel, but we're going to ask that in order to remain employed, that he be permitted to travel outside of the district, but within the United States.
All right. Does the government want to be heard on that or have an objection to it?
No objection, Your Honor, as long as it's related to employment travel and that he clears it with probation before he leaves the district.
Right. I would include those restrictions. That is that he may not travel outside the country for any reason. That is outside the continental U.S. for any reason. He may require him to reside in the state of Mississippi, but he may travel outside the state with two conditions. One, that the travel be work-related, and two, that it be cleared by probation in advance in writing. Now, by imposing a written requirement, I'm not trying to make this a difficult impediment because I would certainly take a electronic writing of some type that could be done rather easily, but to reduce the chance that there be any miscommunication about the matter. Do you understand you would have an obligation, Mr. Moran, to clear out-of-state travel with U.S. probation and to have their permission in writing? I'm not going to withhold that for work purposes, but they'll need to know where you're going to be and when at all times, and that you can't leave the state unless you have the written permission of probation to do so for work purposes. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Any other conditions? There are many other conditions I'm going to want to cover, but there are any other special conditions or concerns that either side wants to address before I go into the conditions of release?
None for the government.
All right. And if there's a need for a clarification as we go through the process, speak up and we'll address it at that time. All right. Mr. Moran, first you'll be required to post an unsecured bond in the amount of $100,000 to secure your release. Now, an unsecured bond is just that. You're not required to put up any funds, any money or property to secure your release. However, you would be obligated to pay the government and would owe the government $100,000 if you violated the conditions or any condition of the bond. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
The conditions of the bond are as follows. One, you have to appear in court as and when required every time. If you fail to appear in court when you're required, that's a violation of the bond. You'd owe the $100,000. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
If you were to be convicted of this offense, in order to surrender to serve a sentence, you must do so. If you don't surrender to serve the sentence, that's a violation of the bond. You'd owe the $100,000. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then third, you're required to comply with all the conditions set forth in a separate order setting conditions of release. And I will, in other words, that third condition is a series of conditions that are set forth in a separate order. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
One of those conditions I just discussed with you, that is conditions on travel and such, that will be in that order. And I will go through all the conditions with you. But if you were to violate one of those conditions, any one of those, that's a violation also of the bond, and you would owe the $100,000. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Any questions about that so far?
No, Your Honor.
All right. That's the appearance bond. The order setting conditions of release has a number of conditions, all of which are important. And if I run through these too quickly, or if I do not make them clear, or if you have a question, you say so, and I will clarify them. And also, if you need to consult with your attorney about them, or he has a question, you speak up, and we'll allow you to confer. All right?
Yes, Your Honor.
First, condition of release. You can't violate a federal, state, or local law while you're on release. That is, if you get violate a law any place, anywhere, anyhow, that's a violation of the order setting conditions of release. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You must cooperate in the collection of a DNA sample. You have to advise the court and the pretrial services officer. That's the probation officer. Mr. Medeiros here in the jury box is one of them. You have to advise them before you change your address or telephone number. Obviously, they need to know where you are and how to find you at all times. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have to appear in court as required, and if convicted, surrender to serve the sentence, and you'll be required to sign the appearance bond I just talked to you about. Do you understand so far?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have to report to the probation office immediately following this hearing to make sure they have the information they need to monitor your compliance with this order. Again, the probation officer is here in the jury box, so you'll know who to see. You'll have to maintain your employment. If for some reason you were to lose your employment, you'd have to demonstrate that you're actively seeking employment. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
If you have a passport, you have to surrender it immediately. Do you have a passport?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. What's the current status of that? Where is it located?
I currently have it with me now.
Okay.
To be released.
All right. You would need to surrender that to probation before you leave the courthouse today. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
In addition, you're not to obtain a passport or any other document that would allow you to travel outside the country or attempt to obtain such a document. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
I've discussed with you your travel restrictions. You must reside within the Southern District of Mississippi. That's where you maintain your residence. You may travel outside of the state of Mississippi only for work-related purposes and with a prior written consent of U.S. probation. I think we've covered that, but any questions about that?
No, Your Honor.
You have to avoid any contact, whether it's direct or indirect, with any person who's a victim or witness in the case. You can't possess a firearm, destructive device, or any other weapon. You cannot possess or consume alcohol of any type. You may not use or unlawfully possess a narcotic drug or other controlled substance unless it's prescribed by a licensed medical practitioner. And even then, before you ingest a mood-altering substance or have a prescription filled, you should confirm with probation that it's not on a restricted list of some type. They're not going to interfere with a legitimate medical treatment. That's not the purpose. But you'll be drug tested as well. And you certainly don't want to show up hot on a test and there being a misunderstanding that could have been avoided. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You'll be required to submit to drug testing, as I stated, and you must not obstruct, attempt to obstruct, or tamper with, or interfere with those tests in any way, or to avoid them. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You must participate in a program of outpatient or inpatient substance abuse therapy or counseling if directed to do so by the probation officer. And if necessary, if deemed necessary. Is location monitoring being requested at this time by either side?
No.
All right. I won't require that at this time. For whatever reason, there's a violation. I reserve the right to add that to the litany of conditions. It's not being requested at the time, and I won't require it at the time. If you have contact with law enforcement, you're to report that as soon as possible to the probation service. That is, if you're arrested, if you're questioned, or if you have a routine traffic stop, anything, any contact with law enforcement, you must report that immediately. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you're required to permit the probation officer to visit you at home, work, or elsewhere to assure your compliance with this order. And if they see contraband in plain view, they'll confiscate it. If they see a weapon or something that you're not allowed to have, they'll take possession of it. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Any questions about the conditions at this time?
No, Your Honor.
All right. There are a number of penalties and sanctions if you were to violate a condition, as I indicated earlier. If you violate one of those conditions, that's a bond violation, and that could result in a forfeiture of the bond. It could also result in the issuance of a warrant for your arrest, revocation of your release, entry of an order of detention, and a prosecution for contempt of court that could result in imprisonment or a fine or both. If you commit a federal felony offense while on release, you could receive an additional 10 years of imprisonment. If you commit a federal misdemeanor while on release, you could be sentenced to serve an additional 1 year of imprisonment. It is a crime punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine or both to obstruct a criminal investigation, to tamper with a witness, victim, or informant, retaliate or attempt to retaliate against a witness, victim, or informant, or intimidate or attempt to intimidate a witness, victim, juror, informant, or officer of the court. The penalties for tampering, retaliation, or intimidation are much more serious if they involve a killing or attempted killing. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, those will be the conditions of release. I'm going to hand this down for you to review with your attorney. And if you have any questions or require further clarifications before you sign this document, please say so, and I'll be happy to provide that. If we haven't done so already, I'd like the pretrial services report a part of the record under seal.
This moment, firearms, I believe, are rifles in Mr. Moran's apartment. He's going to arrange over the next 24 hours for a family member to retrieve and take exclusive possession of those.
Right. Inform probation after hearing about what that is, and so the timing of that can be done in such a way that that doesn't create a violation of concern. And thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yes, Your Honor.
You'd be released under those conditions after being processed by the marshals and meeting with probation. Is there anything else to address at this time in this matter, at least before me?
Your Honor, I was told we were going to have a hearing in this courtroom. Is that still correct?
It is. I think the change of plea will be in here, so the parties can stay where they are. We'll just switch judges. I think that's it. Anything
further? Nothing
further. Okay. What about from the defense?
Nothing further.
All right. We'll briefly adjourn. I'll direct the parties to remain, and again, we'll swap out. All right. Thank you.
All rise.